Well, first it started across the road there, and I work at Cedarbrook there, and they called me up at noon and said they would be in flooded. So I ran outside here. I was like, well, so we got all their cars over there and brought them over here. But then the river started coming up, and then everybody came over here to get their cars, and my boss just barely made it out. I went upstairs to get my son so we could leave, but the water was too much, so we stayed here and watched the water get higher and higher and higher and higher, and it was scary. Some people with a bucket loader tried to save us, but it was too fast. It started moving the bucket loader, so everybody stood across the road watching us. And it was like, all you heard was roaring and roaring and roaring. You know, it was very scary, especially at night. So I had to be brave and tell my son, we won't die, we won't die. I said, if we need to, we can jump out the windows and land on our cars, you know. But about 2:30 in the morning, the water started going down a little bit because it stopped raining. So we came out and stood on top of our cars with a candle and watched the stars until we could get rescue. I didn't get to get everything out of my house, but what I could fit in my car, I got. But we safe, that's all that counts. You know, I mean, I can find another place to live, but we are safe. That's all that counts, right?